We've all been there. You see a great new service, looks amazing. You sign up for a free trial, and before you know it, you're paying $10 a month for three years. Not that subscriptions are inherently bad, but with so many out there, you kind of got to keep track of these kinds of things over the course of time. There's this new app called Butter that tracks all of your subscriptions in one place and lets you earn cash back on them. Here to tell us more is Derek Seto. He's the founder of redflagdeals.com. That's his past gig, and co-founder of Butter. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Butter.
Who doesn't love butter, right?
I love butter. How does Butter work?
Sure. So pretty straightforward. Like you said, we're all about subscriptions. We want to be the home for your subscriptions. And our goal is to make it easy for you to understand how much you're spending on what subscriptions all in one place. So you create an account on Butter. It's free to use. You connect the various payment cards that you use to pay for these subscriptions, or you can enter them by hand manually. And then we will go and match those transactions to a database of memberships and subscriptions, things like Spotify, Netflix, gym memberships, subscription block boxes, Chef's Plate, all the different types of subscriptions you may or may not have known that you currently have. And we'll tell you how much you're spending every month, how many subscriptions you have, when you're getting billed for those. We'll make it easy for you to be able to cancel and sort of deep link so you can go and find how much you've spent on that historically and change plans and all of that good stuff.
This question is asked with all respect. How is that a business? How is that a business? Of all the things that I want to get people to get a handle on when it comes to their money, subscriptions does not make the top 10.
Not yet, but I think you'd be surprised because over time, you're just going to see more and more of these subscriptions. So today, things like Spotify, Netflix, even 5 years ago, didn't sort of exist in the mass market the way they do. And if you fast forward and see some of the things that people are talking about in subscriptions, there's MoviePass in the U.S. AMC announced one, which is sort of all you can eat. Go to see the movies, $10-$20 a month. Car subscriptions in the U.S. is becoming a real thing, live probably with a half a dozen manufacturers. And that's going to come to Canada. Volvo is going to be the first one with a car subscription in Canada. Now we're talking a couple $100, probably right. Like $600-$800 a month, not $10 a month. And these are all recurring. So the great thing about subscriptions is you get access. You get access to an entire catalog of music. The tricky thing with subscriptions is it does come in every single month. It's recurring, so it hits your budget every single month.
Why Butter? I hear the word butter and I think fat. Trim the fat.
We think rich.
You think rich.
Rich. How can we help you manage your expenses, stay rich? How do we help you think about subscriptions as something that's like smooth and easy on your budget because it is something recurring? And we do think that it's just a fun word that everybody loves. Who doesn't love butter, right?
People do. I guess there are people who are intolerant to butter, but those poor people.
It's organic.
I guess.
And all this good stuff.
How's the cash back part work?
Sure. So we give you 1% cash back on your consumer subscriptions. So the way we do that is we match these subscriptions. We show you a dashboard. We make it easy for you to identify these free trials that you might want to go cancel so you can go and do that. But the ones that you want to keep and other subscriptions that we introduce you to, we give you 1% cash back on them straight out. It accrues in a balance and we pay it bi-monthly. Very straightforward. We do work with merchant partners. So you'll see like subscriptions like Instacart, like a doctor on demand subscription called Get Maple as an example, BarkBox. These are all on there right now. So we try to introduce you to new merchants that are offering subscription services that you can get value out of. And then at the same time, we will give you 1% cash back and we're generating revenue from the merchants in essence.
Well, tell me more about the business model. Who's cutting you a check? It's free to the consumer?
It's free to the consumer and the merchants are cutting us.
So an example of a merchant, is it a merchant who's trying to sell me something new?
A merchant who's trying to introduce their subscriptions typically. So, for instance, the BarkBox, the Instacart, the Get Maple are subscriptions we have
but
today.
But you don't get money from Spotify if I already have a subscription to Spotify.
No, we understand you better, right? So that's part of our goal is to understand you better. And the second part of our goal is to, if you have subscriptions, how do we help you actually get more value out of those subscriptions? So an easy example is these are all the new like movies and TV shows that are going to be launched on Netflix this month. Netflix actually doesn't directly tell you, but they actually share the information with a bunch of media publications. We aggregate that as well. So we help you get more value out of the ones that you use. And then the ones you don't want to use, you can see it right there. And then you can cancel it.
So you see them in your list. Do you see that you're not using them? Does Butter have a magical way to...
We don't. We are unfortunately not yet that magical. We would love to understand over time how people use them, but we can't see that. What we see is that you are, and we build you a dashboard, you don't have to basically do anything, and you'll see you have like 10 subscriptions, you're spending $120 a month, we'll give you 1% cash back on that. If you want to cancel, it's a couple links away, and then you're off to the races.
Is there anything in the platform that is a prompt to a consumer to say, what would you like to cancel this month? Because many people have, they've got Netflix, they've got Prime, they've got Crave, they've got all these overlapping entertainment options. And for me, as someone who's trying to get people to save more, that'd be a great way for them to save some money.
Yeah, we don't actively prompt that, partly because we don't know yet what you use or you don't use. So it's hard for us to get a gauge at this point in time as to which ones you value the most. So we've only been out in market since February. And so over time, you'll actually see us add more of that functionality, what we think of as managed functionality, so that you can more easily like cancel, more easily identify things that are like free trials. You'll know when you're going to get billed next, so you can make an assessment. I think one thing that became apparent to us, and we were talking to a bunch of users, is like a lot of people are using spreadsheets, which is like super painful to try to track these things. How do we automate it for them? The other thing that happened is a lot of people do not know how many subscriptions they actually have or how much you're spending on subscriptions, or that people in their family already mutually subscribe to Spotify or to, you know, Google Drive, and you have now two people subscribing to Google Drive. Now go on the family plan, right?
You're part of RBC Ventures.
We are.
How does that relationship work? What do you get out of it? And do you have to wear a tie to work?
I don't have to wear a tie to work.
Is there foosball?
There is not yet foosball, but I think we're working on that. So RBC Ventures is sort of a new construct where we're trying to go a little bit beyond banking. And the idea is that they're creating a bunch of ventures like Butter, wholly owned, 100% by RBC, that are trying to help provide value to consumers. So our goal is not to say, hey, here's an RBC bank account. They have a whole bank and infrastructure to do that. Our goal is to help people get value out of a new service.
So you can be with any institution and use Butter.
Absolutely. So you come in and like any other service that's on the web, you can basically go in and connect whatever method or however you want to pay or put in data manually. It's sort of all up to you. We are fully bank agnostic. We just want to provide value to the consumer.
What are some of the ethical questions that you have had to deal with or will have to deal with on this path? And I ask because if you're paid by companies that sell subscriptions, it is not in your vested interest to say, hey, Canadians, time out. No more subscriptions. You've got 10. Stop. We know you can't, you got $2,000 in credit card debt. You can't get another subscription. What I would be able to say to a consumer, because I couldn't care less. I'm not paid by anybody.
Well, we actually don't know how much credit card debt people have and so on and so forth. But I think what we're trying to get to is like actually tell people what they're spending first and foremost so they can make a value-based decision on how they want to spend their money, right? So knowing is sort of the first step. And then they should subscribe to the services that provide value, right? Like we don't want the consumer to be beholden to subscription services. And that's actually, I think, part of what we're trying to solve is to help people understand, manage, and control what they're spending on subscriptions. And that does mean that the better, stronger, more valuable subscription services are going to survive and you're going to get more cancellations out of the other ones. But what's net good for the consumer, we ultimately think is net good for Butter because our whole goal is help the consumer.
Are you going to have a brand for vegans?
We're going to have, I don't know if you can have vegan butter. Is it
you
possible?
You can't. No, you can't have vegan butter, I'm afraid. I've just pointed out a massive flaw.
Massive market.
Marketing.
You can have vegan meat, so maybe one
turducken.
Day.
Or no, it's not turducken. It's tofurkey.
It's impossible food.
That should
all that
be
type
the name. Your business should be tofurkey instead, or tofu. Maybe next go round. Yeah. Derek, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Derek Zito is co-founder of Butter, a new service that aims to help you track your subscriptions better.